Has your diet changed over the years?
Yes, it's changed a lot. Of course, when I was with my family, I had to fit in with their meals and everything. So I found, generally speaking, I was just eating less of the same thing that they ate. The biggest change came to me a few years ago. My next door neighbour's son-in-law had a job where he ended up with a lot of spare fruit and vegetables on a Sunday, and she used to give me this enormous bag, and I used to have to try and use it all in the week. And I've really got into fresh fruit and vegetables now, and I really feel a lot better for it. And I eat a lot of the sugar-free stuff that you can buy in the shops now. You could only get diabetic stuff then, which was very expensive and not all that nice. I like sugar-free jelly and the tins of fruit in the fruit juice. I think that's the only things I really have. I use sweetening powder if I absolutely need to, but I use that less and less now. And I don't. People buy me the diabetic biscuits and things like that, but I'm afraid they get crumpled up for the birds and they're such a waste of money. It's a shame. And people buy me diabetic chocolate, which is bad for you, so the nurses say. It gives you as bad sugar as eating ordinary sugary stuff. So that sort of gets binned quite a bit. So somebody at Christmas bought me some chocolate-covered Brazil nuts, so I soaked all the chocolate off, and the squirrels had a lovely time with the Brazil nuts. I feel awful, really, but it just doesn't ring any bells for me at all. Sometimes I have one or two chocolates. They're useful if you're having a hypo, because although they're diabetic, as I say, they do seem to make your sugar levels go up for some reason. So sometimes I had a couple of boxes given me at Christmas, and I used them up when I was having a hypo to make me feel a bit better then. But apart from that, and I'm really into sort of things like wholemeal bread, and I've noticed I don't eat as much meat now either. And I just feel really well, apart from having the hypos. And it doesn't seem fair, because I've got high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and I've tried doing all these things and it doesn't make a scrap of difference. But I think if you're a diabetic, it's just one of the things you have to... But according to the optician, my eyes are in good nick, which surprised them after I've had it for so long. So maybe that's a good side effect. Because I think some people don't like keeping to the diet, and I'm one of those people who like a routine. So now I'm into it. I'd find it hard to come off it now. I think if they were to say tomorrow that I wasn't diabetic anymore, I'd probably say...